Sectarian violence in the Central African Republic has forced tens of thousands of Muslims to flee their homes, with many crossing borders into neighbouring countries. The European Union announced Wednesday it would deploy more troops alongside the 2,000 French soldiers and 6,000 African peacekeepers already in the CAR. Interim President of Central African Republic, Catherine Samba Panza, welcomed the reinforcements.
Tout en menant cette opération de sécurisation du pays,
throughout this military operation of bringing security back to the country, we must strengthen the process of reconciliation. So the presence of the military force has no effect on the process of reconciliation. On the contrary, this process will be stronger under improved security.
The new deployment was agreed to after several EU members offered last-minute financial and logistical help, says Alex Vines, head of the Africa programme at London-based policy institute Chatham House.
It's the right thing, but it shows the difficulties because European politicians are thinking, well, what's the exit strategy? How short can they be there?
Trade also topped the summit agenda. Many African countries brought large business delegations. President of the EU Council, Herman Van Rompuy, praised the changing relationship between Europe and Africa.
More than 800 business and economic leaders committed to improve the business climate and foster investment in African countries. A fundamental shift from aid to trade and investment as agents of growth and poverty reduction is taking place.
The United States is the continent's biggest single source of foreign direct investment, followed by France and Britain. India and China come next. Africa can exploit the race to tap into its markets, says Alex Vines.
African countries are looking at the politics of diversification. They don't want too much China, as they don't want too much France or Germany or the US. And so clever African politicians play off different countries, but also try and extract the best value.
Moving from aid-based relationships to trade will require strong oversight, says Pamela Chistanga, country director for the charity ActionAid in Zambia. She spoke to VOA from the Brussels summit via Skype.
If this trade is largely going to benefit the large multinational corporations who find their way into Africa, then obviously that is a problem. While we look forward to increased trade, it must be fair trade.
Africa's economic growth is second only to Asia. European leaders say that rapid development requires an overhaul of the paternalistic relationships of the past. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.